The NFL offseason is in full chaos mode. Free agency is moving fast, trade rumors are everywhere, and teams are making decisions that have fans scratching their heads. Let's start with the New York Jets, because right now, their backfield situation doesn't make sense. You've got Breece Hall, one of the most explosive running backs in football, and yet there are rumors the Jets are already looking at drafting his replacement. So the question becomes, why franchise tag him? If you're not fully committed long term, the smarter move is simple. Tag him and trade him. Maximize value. Instead, the Jets might be stuck in the middle, and that's the worst place to be in the NFL. Now let's talk about the biggest what if of the week, Max Crosby. There were serious talks about a blockbuster trade that would have sent Crosby to Baltimore for 2 first-round picks. And then it fell apart. So what happened? One theory, medical concerns. Crosby recently had knee surgery, and there are reports he may not have passed a physical. And in today's NFL, you don't give up multiple first-round picks unless you're 100% sure. But there's another possibility, buyer's remorse. The Ravens may have pivoted to Trey Hendrickson instead, getting a high-level pass rusher without giving up premium draft capital. That's smart roster building. So now the question is, what is Max Crosby actually worth? A few months ago, maybe 2 first-round picks. Now, more likely a first plus additional assets. Still valuable, still elite, but the market has shifted. And this is where things get interesting, because cap space is everything. Teams like the Chargers, Seahawks, and Commanders have the flexibility to make a move. Others, they're completely priced out, and that's going to shape the next wave of free agency. Here's the takeaway. Draft strategy matters. Health changes everything, and cap space controls the market. The offseason isn't slowing down, it's just getting started. This is Cerberus Fantasy Sports, where we break down the game beyond the headlines.